BGC Southeast's first round of STEM field trips were a success, according to the organization. Between September and December 2025, over 500 students from schools in Loyalist Township visited BGC's STEM and Robotics Center. Students from grades 5 through 12 were able to take part in free field trips funded by a community grant from Loyalist Township. Associate Director of STEM and Strategic Initiatives at BGC Southeast, Bruna Guarino-Marais, explained how the Loyalist Township Community Grant helped them organize the field trips.
We got a Loyalist Township, the community grant, which is how we were able to do this project. We had never done it before, but I would say that normally we don't get 500 kids in field trips, but yeah, it was very successful. I think having the Loyalist Community Grant be able to fund this, we were able to offer everything for free to all the schools. So we had the BGC bus, so we had transportation, we had all the staffing, materials. So we arranged everything for the school. So everyone that we reached out to was really willing to and excited to come. We really wanted to reach everyone. So that was really nice that we were able to get a class from Amherst Island. So they took the ferry and our bus met them at the ferry and brought them to BGC and then dropped them off at the ferry again. We were able to reach all the schools in Loyalist Township, which was really, really nice to see.
Guarino-Marais talks about what the students experience on the field trips.
It obviously varies a little bit depending on their age range, but really we were doing like hands-on workshops in robotics, coding, and 3D design and fabrication. So they varied a little bit, but most of them, they were using they're these like Lego Spike Prime robotics kits. So they get to build robots, and then they also get to do like coding to program the robots. And then they also got to do a CAD design session where they were designing their own keychains, for example. And then we were printing them off in our 3D printer, and they got to go home with it as well, which was nice. And then just getting a tour as well of the STEM Center, because a lot of the kids had never been here before. And even though, of course, it's a little bit far for Loyalist residents, it's still really nice that they know that they have this resource available.
Guarino-Marais went on to note the interest from students and teachers.
Afterwards, we had some teachers reaching out wanting to book more field trips, or, you know, then they learned that we have our after-school evening STEM and robotics programs. And so a lot of the kids wanted to know more about that, and some of them even signed up. So it was just really nice for them to learn about this resource in the community. Teachers were sending us like emails after the sessions, like completely unprompted, like, oh, the kids were like singing on the bus back to school and things like that. So that was just really, really heartfelt when, you know, we're not asking for testimonials. They're just kind of thanking us and giving us some praise. So it just, you know, it helps us keep going.
Guarino-Marais talks about the importance of funding going forward.
The constraint is really just the funding. We would love to do it for free, but finding that sustainable source of funding is important. I think with the Loyalist Township grant, we definitely are looking forward to applying for it again at least next year. But in the time being, like, we saw how successful this was and how much the kids enjoyed it and learned from it. So we're looking at other opportunities. We obviously can't offer we do like field trips for a small cost where parents can pay a little bit for their kids to come. But it obviously becomes a bit of an obstacle, but that is always an option until we find more grants to support this.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.